The Toy Maker, written by Liam Piper, read by Damien de Montemas. Let me tell you a story about my grandfather. Adam leaned into the sentence, taking care with the syllables, throwing emphasis on the my, weight on the grandfather. He loved saying it. He loved to boom it out like he was the invisible, omniscient voice at the start of a movie trailer. My grandfather came to this country with nothing. But now, because of his hard work and sacrifice, I have everything. Grandpa was proud of his work, of every little toy that he made. That's why he was so successful. There's nothing more important than hard work and sacrifice. To spend your life in service to others is the best thing a man can do with his time on earth. When you work for a better world, when you are brave in the face of cruelty and stupidity, you earn self-respect, you earn dignity, which is the most important thing you can have in your life. Adam paused, letting the import of this sink over the classroom. Because it lasts longer than your own lifetime. You get it from your parents, you pass it on to your own children. It's important you do that. More important than leaving them with money. Although I don't think my own son would agree with the last part. He paused for laughter, but none came, which annoyed him. He looked at the teacher at the back of the room, who gave him the wind-up. Dickhead, Adam thought. But he smiled and obliged, skipped to the end of his talk. The kids looked bored anyway. Smack in the middle of their teens, they were too old to be excited by toys, and too young to understand just how exciting the sheer fact of his wealth was. Standing at the head of this Year 10 class, he was grimly reminded that he wasn't a teenager anymore, that he was starting to get old, that these school kids, surly and bored and secretly checking their phones under the table, weren't impressed by him. Then he remembered why he was there in the first place, that he'd been asked to address the students because he was rich and powerful and a valuable member of the community. If they didn't know enough about life to be impressed by him, that wasn't his concern. They would learn what life was, soon enough. He looked to the back of the classroom, where Clara was pretending to be absorbed by her phone. He'd known Clara since she was born, peripherally, through friends of the family. Had maybe even been to her bat mitzvah, but hadn't given her much thought until he'd made her acquaintance again recently, and found she'd grown from an awkward chubby dud into a voluptuous, dark-haired milk treat. A fat little schoolboy sat next to her, casting her big-eyed, mooning looks in a way he must have thought it was surreptitious. The kid was clearly in love with her, but Adam knew from long experience that until the kid grew a pair of balls, she would friend-zone him, at best. He wished he could warn the kid about that, considered walking up to him after class and giving him some wisdom. Listen, buddy, just make a move. But no, everyone had to learn on their own. It would be character-building for him to lose a few times. Adam couldn't stand entitled children. He wrapped up his talk, said goodbye to the teacher, and went to the car park to wait.